Cyber terrorism, terrorism in the sky, or just the threat of it, and bickering back at home. Just a sample of what we'll touch on during this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How's it shaking in your neck of the woods? We care here on America Tonight about all those nooks and crannies and my favorite flyover states. Don't be shy. You can always throw in your 2 cents. In fact, I'm going to give you my digits right at the top. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Let's get to the squabbles at home first. Like this bombshell from the Congressional Budget Office that says we're going to fall off a fiscal cliff if the Bush-era tax cuts are allowed to just simply expire. So when are we expected to slide into the abyss? Well, that'll happen on January 1st. Woohoo! Happy 2013. They're saying higher tax rates and more than $100 billion in automatic cuts to the Pentagon and domestic agencies, if that's kept in place, that will be a killer and will send us hurling into a thing called a recession. The CBO says it would wring hundreds of billions of dollars from the budget deficit that would represent an additional drag on what's already a weak economic expansion. The economy would contract by 1.3% in the first half of 2013. Got a tent, anyone? Have a place to set up a tent city? I may be joining you there. Seriously, it's a lot of doom and gloom, isn't it? They say if that happens, this is the CBO again, if that happens, the economy will actually shrink for 2 consecutive quarters. Then it would rebound in the second half of the year. Oh, thank goodness. After we've all tanked and we can't pay our taxes, we'll get a rebound by the time we're melting in the summer. So why is there always this talk about, geez, what about the tax cuts and what happens if the tax cuts don't go into effect? Let's just not forget the whole Bush-era tax cuts. They have to stand. Is that what the CBO is saying? If they don't stand, here's what you can expect. We feel like we need to warn people because you're going to careen off the road and you're going to crash. You're going to crash. So you better do that, because if you're in the middle class, you're stuck. So the White House and top Dems like Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid say they refuse to act on the expiring tax cuts and automatic spending cuts unless the Republicans show what they're calling greater flexibility on raising taxes. Essentially, we're caught up in the middle of wicked crossfire. We're getting taxed no matter how you look at it. No matter which way you stretch this, we are definitely in the middle of this nonsense. So is this more maneuvering because it's an election year, especially a presidential year? Just blame it on the Republicans. If they won't let us raise taxes, what do you think we're going to do? How can we possibly, you know, get out of this? My favorite quote of the day came from the mouth of Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah, long, long time senator. You know who he is. He called it Taxmageddon. Taxmageddon. And says it's absolutely a disaster for the middle class and for small businesses. What is the backbone of our economy? Small businesses. And remember, the CBO, you don't care about their stripes because supposedly they're nonpartisan. This is just analysis. They're looking at the economics of it and what it's going to cost, what the legislation would cost. So this is a problem. Flexibility on tax increases? Are we going to have flexibility in tax increases and get stuck with this cliffhanger in January that we're going to fall off the edge of it and into complete darkness for 6 months? I don't know about you, but I'm not really up for that gig. I'm not gearing myself up for ringing in the new year and praying that we can tape this thing together with lots of little different pieces. We can just take the tape and gloss over it. We have to stop glossing over all of this. We have to. Anyway, Mitch McConnell had plenty to say. The knock on Bain, sick of that conversation, and what's happening in a typical presidential year.
We don't think things should stop during the election year. In fact, we were prepared to continue to deal with really big issues during the election until he basically left last August and went out on the campaign trail. I think the view of this administration is that if you're making a profit, you must be up to no good. You must be either mistreating your employees or cheating your customers or both.
All right, so, we're stuck in the middle. We're stuck in the middle, and we got to figure out where we're headed with this. I think the one thing that has to happen in Washington is they got to get out an axe. They got to start to swing. That's the problem. Somewhere, somehow, they have to put an end to this, and they have to figure out how do you get closer to a balanced budget. Why do we constantly have to have the threat of more taxes swinging over our head? I'm tired of it. Oh, I'm tired of it. You know, my mother warned me about this when I was a kid, little kid, and I used to complain, I'm bored, Mommy, I'm bored. You wait till you become an adult and you have to deal with what you have to deal with financially. She scared me then. And now this is real. We're seeing it in living color. Speaking of being scared, how would you like to be on a plane? Your dog tired, you're excited because you just went to the Eiffel Tower. Woo! You did the tourist thing. You saw the Mona Lisa, whatever. You're on a plane, a U.S. Airways plane, going from Paris to North Carolina, but suddenly you find yourself headed for Bangor, Maine. Why? Well, that's because a woman on the plane passed a note to the flight attendant saying that she had a bomb in her body. She was a human bomb. So the flight is diverted. The good news is she doesn't explode and the plane's intact. Everybody shows up to greet your plane, most of them with flashing lights, a lot of them with the big FBI coats on, and this passenger that claimed to have this surgically implanted device showed no scars. Does that mean she didn't have the device inside her somehow? We don't know all of those details. We just know that this is a serious threat, and maybe it was a test run, perhaps. They said, passengers, that she behaved in a surprising manner. A passenger said that she appeared to be mentally unstable. So maybe she was supposed to explode but didn't do it. Who knows? We don't know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey was famous for saying. We don't know what the rest of the story is at this point, only that the people are safe, and this comes on the heels of the CIA warnings about these new underwear plots just weeks after that, and more reports that are bubbling over with concerns that terrorists could hide bombs inside their bodies. What do you think? Are we going to see a human bomb go off on one of these planes? Oh, 855-266-GATES. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Stop.
With me, Kate Delaney. Okay, you know how we roll here. We kind of zig and zag all over the place without a doubt. Many of you get the party and are always invited. I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left. You can throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Listen, I hope we don't see a human bomb blow up any planes in the United States or anywhere else, but it's very scary how close things seem to be happening with the reports of the technology, trying to figure out that technology, and the fact that we have this woman who seems crazy, says that she's got a bomb surgically inside of her, lands, that plane lands as a result, is diverted. Who knows if it was a dry run? Who knows if it was just a nutty woman? We really don't know all of the details of it at this point, but I think we're getting very close. In fact, too close for comfort. That's the thing. And we can't be more vigilant on this. It's time to cut the nonsense with the TSA especially and start to pepper in people who have serious experience when it comes to looking and knowing that something's a little off as they watch human behavior. There are experts in human behavior for a reason. There are people that are experts because they've dealt with thousands and thousands and thousands of cases, and looked into the eyes of people have seen the tell signs that I don't think somebody can tell with the TSA troops that we have now dispersed around the country. I'm going to say no. Now, this was a case of a flight from Paris. Duh, one way, no luggage, no questions. Gets on the plane, here's my note. We're getting close to the U.S. Was this an intentional thing? We might not even really know all the details on it. So without further ado, this was on the minds of many of you earlier in the day. We head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, yes, we do. We have plenty of mail. This one, for Pete's sake, I like that. For Pete's sake, says, man, I'd be a little bit worried about flying overseas, Kate. I have to tell you, I'm not a fearmonger. I've flown many, many times, many, many places in my lifetime. Thank goodness I did it pre 9/11. So much has happened since then. I have to say, without a doubt, I give cred to the CIA, the FBI, or any of those agencies. I mean, the people in the trenches. But how much work can they continue to do without much backup? You say it all the time when you talk about the front lines and the TSA. You are darn right. There need to be a better set of eyes at our security checkpoints. And until they realize you got to spend money to do that, we're all vulnerable to an attack. See ya, for Pete's sake. Yeah, it's true. I think that I'd rather, you know, they're constantly raising security fees. It's going up from $250, I think, to $5. Like, so when you get a ticket, you'll see that. But here's the deal. If you have better people at the TSA, no offense to the ones that are there now, I'm not saying every single one of them is lame, but I believe if you had better trained people on those spots like Newark and Philly or Boston or out of Chicago, or even regional airports, I don't care. You know, wherever it is, I've flown in some of the smallest airports that you can imagine and some of the bigger ones too, and we're definitely porous. We know we're vulnerable there, and we see these things happen, whether it's some crazy woman or not crazy or this is a test run or whatever it is, and what the CIA came up with, I think there's reasons to be concerned by what's happening. Absolutely. Let's go to another one. This one from Tank. Hey, Kate Delaney, aren't you excited? I seem to email you at least a couple times a week. This email has to do with nothing serious other than to say I really enjoy your show, and I particularly like it when you play what you call your reindeer games, like Nail the Score. I was disappointed that nobody won your trifecta challenge last time around. Perhaps the Belmont will be the charm, that is number three, for somebody out there who calls in to give up a guess. Thanks for all the hard work. Yeah, I like doing the trifecta thing. We kind of fell into that. Rick in Illinois was prompting us to do it. Rick, if you're listening, this is because of you that we brought it back again. And a lot of people called in, especially for the Derby, but even for the Preakness. Don't forget about the Belmont. That's in a couple of weeks. We will definitely do it. You'll clear out the prize closet. It's not even so much about that. Well, maybe it is for some people, but it's the bragging rights thing. Very hard to pick a trifecta. And you don't have to know anything about horse racing. You're picking numbers. How many horses will be entered, we'll tell you. Could be 10, could be 11, could be a small group, could be a bigger group than that. You figure the Derby had 20, the Preakness had 11, and it fluctuates with the Belmont. How many horses are going to, it's a long race, how many horses are going to be up for that? I'll have another will be there, Bodie Meister will be there, but this is a different distance. We could see history with a third Triple Crown, not third, with a Triple Crown winner, actually the 12th Triple Crown winner if it were to happen. Affirmed was the last horse to do it back in 1978, so we might see some history in the making, but maybe you'll make history by actually nailing the trifecta. How about that? Let's go to, this one is from Babs in Oregon, who says, Kate, I know that you occasionally do blunders of the week. I think you've already done a few, but I would have to put this on my list. Did you see the deal about schools that were given $25,000 to invest in physical activity of some sort in schools? Wow. I get the obese thing, but I can't believe you can't have kids in a schoolyard doing jumping jacks and other things that would easily be initiated without a $25,000 investment. Well, if you're the principal of the schools, I suppose you feel okay about that because you're getting the money. But then again, on the other hand, okay, so you're trying to, and I don't think all the schools are, by the way, are getting it. They had to apply for it, and certain schools are getting it. Certain schools are getting it, and others aren't. Like, there's some national winners. They had a contest, I think. There's some national winners, and there's some others that are getting this money. But it's not all schools, no way. And it's really what the deal was. It's a, there's an organization called Child Obesity, and I think that's what you're talking about. That schools had to show how they were helping students move throughout the day, and they had to be creative and all that other sort of thing. And that's what I believe that you mean. Although money is being spent on it for sure. And the physical activity, the thing that's sad is a lot of that was cut out of schools for different reasons, and maybe budgetary is one of them, since you had phys ed teachers and the salaries for those people, and for other reasons, a lot of times that just kind of fizzled because there were other priorities. I know we had gym. I mean, we always had gym. I went to Cherry Hill East, and we had basketball, or I think we had yoga. We had baseball. You know, we did the usual fare. Although I don't know how much, well, we know it was physical activity. And even when I was in grammar school, same thing. If the analogy was you're doing calisthenics, we were doing calisthenics. But that was then, this is now, and a lot of that has been chopped out of schools. But no, the $25,000, and I hope I'm right about this, but it's not, quote, a government grant. It's a non-profit organization that had a contest, and some schools won the money and other schools didn't win the money. You want to share your thoughts? You can do that by getting press 4, and once you get it, then you say keywords America Tonight Rant and let it rip.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Call this segment here on America Tonight. And the man in question is one Mark Zuckerberg. All of you know his name, right? Zuckerberg? Sure, he's the guy behind Facebook. Yep, the dreaded Facebook. I don't know how many of you are on Facebook or not. Of course, we have links to Facebook, and actually we have a lot of fun with Facebook. I know Tomas is listening to us in Michigan, and he goes on Facebook a lot. Jeremy in Alaska goes on. And a lot of other listeners do as well, with questions and post things and stuff on the wall. If you're not there yet, you can go to americatonight.net and click on and sign up for Facebook. Very, very easy to do. All right, Zuckerberg, why is he a chump or not a chump? Here's the deal. They got so greedy. His friends got so greedy. Do you know the stock has just tanked? It's lost 18% of its value. It did its initial public offering last Friday, and it fluctuated a little bit, but let's say it pretty much stuck at $38, right? And the thought was, oh, it could go up, it could shoot up to 50 some dollars, or you know, whatever. So now they're saying the Nasdaq really screwed up the opening of this, and analysts at JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs told clients of Facebook's lower growth forecast days before the IPO, blah, 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 blah. So Facebook shares tanked even more on Tuesday. They closed at $31, 18% below the issue price. Wow. And there's all kinds of problems, software problems on the NASDAQ, underwriting banks, all these crazy procedures. And the bottom line is Facebook isn't really worth owning right now. And part of that, too, is because of some of that insider dope on Facebook. And Facebook revised their IPO filing on May 9th with other, you know, guidance stuff with business trends and all this other nonsense. And it was publicized when it came out. And so maybe that heard it too. So there was a subpoena from the U.S. State Department, U.S. State rather, and this is as Facebook loses more ground, and it's I say he's a chump, but you might say he's maybe the smartest under 30-something that you know, since he still ends up with a whole bunch of money. But there's some people that are going to have to answer some questions for sure. And the sell-off is huge. A lot of people bailing on Facebook. So, Matt, what do you think? Zuckerberg is younger than you just by a year or two. Do you think he's a chump or not?
I don't think he cares.
You don't think he cares what happens with Facebook because he's already made his money?
He's got tons of money. Why does he care? I mean, he'll never be poor.
No, but it's a pride thing. He's an arrogant guy. He doesn't want his thing to tank.
But it's not tanking, though.
It's tanking. It sounds like
they're going to go under.
18% down. No, they're not going to go under tomorrow. No, that's true. But it doesn't look good. It's not good. It's not sexy. It's not the hot, hip, cool thing. People are trashing Facebook. And, you know, it's one of those too big to fail or succeed kind of things. That stock could actually crater. They have to grow revenues. This is what it is. They have to grow money, grow revenues 41% annually for 5 years to hold their value. And if they don't, here's the other thing. If they don't, some analysts are saying that it could bring down the global economy. So is this a denial thing or not? Is this what is the scoop here? Is he a chump or not a chump? And it's about the whole Main Street thing. How many people invest? And people were clinging to, I guess, the mystique of social media or whatever, and that Facebook just won't fail. There's no way. It's just going to keep growing indefinitely. But we've seen how other things have cratered. There have been other internet valued stocks that haven't made it. So 41% for 5 years, I'm not so sure. So I'm saying chump. He's saying, why does he care? Matt says, why does he care? What do you say? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Or are you saying, who cares? I don't care about Facebook. I don't care because I'm not investing in it. I'm not paying attention to it other than to just use it as a tool. Speaking of tools, this is something that you will care about. Al-Qaeda, and we've known this for a long time, why wouldn't Al-Qaeda try cyber warfare against us? Why wouldn't they do that? Because everything operates on what we're talking about, computers, social media, everything we use has to do with the computer. But there was a video that came out for what's called electronic jihad against the United States. So there's a name for this, electronic jihad. And it compares in the video how vulnerable we are with our computer networks to what happened with planes in our aviation industry before the 9/11 attack. The video says, calls upon covert Mahajin to launch cyber attacks against us, against networks of government and critical infrastructure, including the electric grid. So, you know, when you hear these spots on the network, you know, when you hear people talking about being ready, being survival ready, or whatever you want to call it, emergency ready, if you want to call it that, I think it's a good idea anyway. I've talked about this with Mother Nature because of the crazy things that have happened to people with flooding, with all of a sudden, boom, there's a twister there, that you have to have some sort of escape hatch anyway, no matter what. I think it's just smart. It's like smoke detectors, and you have two levels in your house, or even you have one level, and you've got kids, and you tell them, what happens when this goes off? What do you need to do if there's a fire? Because if that happens, you don't want your kids to be stuck, right? So I don't want to be stuck if we're suddenly in the dark. And you know what that means with money? A lot of people don't do this. They don't think about, because we're all about debit cards. A lot of people don't think about having cash on hand, and they have very little amounts of cash. Well, if everything goes down, you're not getting any money out of a bank. It'll all be dark. That's happened. I've gone to a bank that's gone dark because of a power outage, and you weren't getting in the bank. Of course, there were other branches, but imagine if everything were to go down and you needed to get out of Dodge, or you needed money to, for whatever reason, for to survive, to get water. And it's the water thing, too. I mean, you could go through a whole list. And I used to be, probably 5-6 years ago, I'd be one of those people, you'd tell me that, and I'd be like, oh, come on, you know, no way. No way. Now I'm saying, yes way. And Al-Qaeda clearly knows that it's good to stir the pot anyway, and they're exploring whatever means they can to try to do harm. It doesn't matter. All you need is a handful of people that are adept at doing this, and they hire criminal hackers, pay them a lot of money. What are you going to do? Of course, that's how you get into systems. So cyber attacks are probably the next thing in line with the human bomb possibilities, which really, really, I heard through a source at the Pentagon, scared a lot of people, scared in a sense, a lot of people at the Pentagon and the CIA because of the technology that's there, that's readily available, and they're ready to drop on us in a second, and we can't detect it. Now, luckily, we have access to what the bomb-making stuff was, and they're looking at that at Quantico. They're trying to figure out, I mean, how far they are. They're not going to tell us that, but obviously they've broken it down. That's a good thing. But, boy, the Cybersecurity Act, the Senate has been talking about that, and you look at what the minimum security requirement is for critical infrastructure, cyber networks. What does that mean? And how quickly could you get things up and going again if there was a devastating attack on our electric grid? Think about that. I already said the financial networks, water delivery. How, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you when you watch what happens on the Hill that this thing is under control? I say that as I laugh. How confident are you that the electric grid can stand a cyber attack and that we won't be devastated? There's a backup plan. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say? What number would you give it? I got to be honest, I would tell you we'd be lucky if we hit a 5. Because you see how everybody's chasing their tail on so many things. I can't believe, no offense to some of the really good people who are working on these systems, I can't believe that we really do have all the protection we need to avoid that. I don't think so. So will Congress pass a cybersecurity bill to allow the government to order shutdowns and let companies distribute our passwords? I don't like that either, because then it's less cybersecurity. There has to be a better way than that. There could be a cybersecurity law, but it can't be the law that they're talking about with complete control either. Just a thought as we're spitballing here. Hey, coming up on the flip side, another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify
purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It seems as though I just talked about it, but I'm going to give you a different version of the Facebook problem. California's budget, we did a segment on it. A lot of you called in with suggestions to Governor Jerry Brown and what he could do. Well, California's budget could take a massive slap in the face if Facebook's stock price keeps sliding. The governor estimates that the state would generate between $1.4 billion and $1.9 billion over the next 13 months from taxes related to the sales of Facebook stock. But the estimate, and this is the key thing, what do you think the estimate was based on? Oh, not the level that the stock is at right now. See, that's how you do a budget. So going public at $38 a share, but closing at $31 on Tuesday, the estimate in California was based on $35 a share. So, the nonpartisan legislative analyst office warned that a number of uncertainties could cause the state's deficit to be several billion dollars higher or lower than the governor's $15.7 billion estimate. The potential hit from Facebook's share price will be devastating. And even just the stock slump in general. So this is how Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg could help topple an economy, the economy of the state that he's profiting on. Oh, he'll have to drive around a little Popemobile. People just see his name in the headlines and the LA Times and whatever and freak out, because I think the people in California are in for a big fat shock of what's coming in the next year, without a doubt. Rasmussen has a new poll out that says 50% of us say the U.S. is going to go bankrupt. I hate to be talking about all doom and gloom here because this is such a fun segment, but, you know, these are big numbers. A Washington Post ABC poll found that more than 80% of people who responded still rate the national economy negatively. The survey also found that Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is now tied with Obama on who is the most capable of fixing the economy. You know, the two are even at 47% and 55% disapprove of Obama's handling of the economy. But polls, schmoles, how will it ultimately pan out when people go and vote in November? Will they remember all of this? By the way, 78% of Tea Partiers think that the government will definitely go bankrupt, and maybe they're onto something. Certainly I'm not rooting for that, because that affects every single one of us. We don't want to go off the so-called fiscal cliff. I don't think any of you want to see that. If you are taking a trip to New York City, boy, they need money desperately, too. What else is new? They need money in L.A. and California. They need money in New York. New York City might up taxi fares, they say, 20%. That's the biggest increase in 8 years. Hasn't changed since 2006, so, of course, they're going to talk about raising it. And the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, which, of course, is their little union, represents 15,000 people who are drivers. They've been petitioning for the past couple of years to increase fares by at least 15% because of gas and leases and all of that and the long, grueling hours, and they shouldn't be earning less than they did 6 years ago. And it looks like they're going to get their way. The weekly lease that taxi drivers pay to the fleet owners, by the way, is about $900 from $600 in 2004. You have to get a thing called a tax medallion. That went up to $703,000 from $701,000 a month earlier. A medallion is the aluminum plate that's on the hood of all cabs, and it gives the owners the right to operate a taxi. Get it? So, get your walking shoes on if you're going to visit New York or ride the subways, or just don't go if it's going to be too much money. Because I can tell you this, you will spend a ton of money on taxis. It's just that kind of city. You get tired and there's a lot of people around, and you just want to get to where you're going, and there's no way to get there fast other than to get into a cab. So 20% more, it adds up very quickly, especially if you don't know where you're going. Not that there aren't nice cab drivers in New York, but it's easy to take the long way around when you have no clue which way you're going. If you don't know, how can you challenge the person who is who's driving you? And the answer is, you can't. You know, I've often wondered this when we see Mount Rushmore. I wonder if anyone listening to me has actually been to Mount Rushmore. In fact, if you have been there, please call. I want to hear what it's like. I've never been there. 855-266-KATE, right in the middle of the segment. But Mount Rushmore National Memorial in western South Dakota is kind of a sacred place, kind of cool, right? We've seen the photographs of it. Maybe at least one person in the audience has actually been there. The cops arrested a guy for climbing Mount Rushmore. It happened about 2:30 or so on Monday. So you can't climb Mount Rushmore, no matter how much you want to do it. That's federal charges. Trespassing, climbing the memorial. You're not allowed to do that. No climbing on the memorials if you get the urge. The man was on the loose rock below the carvings of the four presidents. The park rangers got him safely down the mountain. They say the sculpture was never in any danger, and it's happened a couple of times a year when people decide to try to climb the mountain. So they upgraded security after members of Greenpeace climbed the mountain in 2009. I'm going to climb Mount Rushmore to make my point. It's obviously not a free climb, so they're not damaging the face of it, but I guess they could damage the face of it when they were climbing up, if they threw something into one of the president's heads or likeness or whatever you want to call it. But bad piece of business. You get the urge when you go there to suddenly climb up the mountain. Please stop yourself because you will pay in spades, if you know what I mean, if you decide to do that. Not a good thing to do. How about this mystery object that was seen in the air that was investigated after a pilot report? I've never seen any mystery thing in the air other than it turns out to be planes or some other kind of satellite or something else. But a U.S. Airways Express flight crew, remember this, reported seeing what looked like a flare with a smoke trail in the vicinity of its plane while on an approach to Philadelphia. What the crew witnessed is a mystery. The plane landed with 34 people on board, three crew members. It was flight 4321, and it came out of the Elmira Corning Regional Airport. It's about 500 feet above the ground in Philly when it took place. Once they landed, they taxied to the gate, and it was closed for about 30 minutes after seeing that for an investigation. The FAA had investigated, and they're trying to figure out what it is. And the aircraft involved was a Dash 8 twin-engine plane operated for U.S. Airways by Piedmont. So what is it? What did they see? What was it? Somebody trying to jack with the planes? Was it, what is it? Was there something? Somebody flashed something? What? Who knows? Another plane? We saw it out of the corner of our eyes. I don't know. But all the people swear, at least the ones in the front, that they saw something. Maybe it's a model rocket. How far do those model rockets go? We used to have one, and it seemed like it went forever into the air. I don't know how many feet it went. But what is it that possibly could have shook up that crew and looked like it was something else? I'm thinking model rocket. You might have a better guess than I do.